Friends of the Earth. That does it for our show as we broadcast from the UN COP30 Climate Summit in the Brazilian city of Belém, the gateway to...
Hello, this is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today's episode is going to be all of my earworms so far, I guess, in November. And it's kind of a yearning fall moment also. And the first songs I'm going to be playing for you guys are Leaving Town by Lauren Kovacs, Thank You by Bonnie Raitt, and See You Later, I'm Gone by Robert Lester Folsom. And those songs I'm really into right now because, so Lauren, she just released her EP called It's called Something Somewhere. And yeah, one of the songs on her EP is called Leaving Town. And that song came out before the EP got released. And I was just really into it. I don't know what else to say. It's a very 2000s and yearning vibe. And Thank You by Bonnie Raitt. I was talking to my friend Emily, and she's really... At the time, when we were talking about it, she said she was really into country, and one of them being Bonnie Raitt, I think. And then I searched up Bonnie Raitt on my Spotify to check if I had any, like, songs by her, and I did. So, Thank You being one of them, because it's a very me song, I'd say. It has flute in it, has, like, that Zamrock feel, if you guys know what Zamrock is. Like the African soft rock that's also very soulful. Anyway, and then See You Later, I'm Gone. I think there was like a line that talks about fall. And I was like, oh, yeah, obviously I'm gonna have that in my rotation playlist because it was fall. But as you guys know, it snowed like last week and it's actually snowing today, so, which is crazy. I don't know if it's snowing in Kingston actually. I'm in Toronto, by the way. Yeah, and I made this playlist when it was still fall. So that's why that song is in the playlist. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy those songs. See you when I come back from listening to those songs and when you are listening to those songs. So anyway, yeah, enjoy.
into my life, almost like you knew. The time was running out, I came running home to you. You taught me how to love you, you helped me to believe. You could even love me, I was all you'd ever
So the songs I just played for you guys were Leaving Town by Lauren Kovacs, Thank You by Bonnie Raitt, and See You Later, I'm Gone by Robert Lester Folsom. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. I explained why I played them before I played them. And now I'm going to play you guys new songs. And those songs are You Got Time, I Got Money, VVTZJ Edit by Smurz, Claro, and VVTZJ, 5 AM by Leith Ross, Don't Let Me Fall by Cleo Soul, and I Want by Mickey. So the first song, You Got Time, I Got Money, I know I played it on my show before for my July episode, but so Smurz just came out with an album of the edits of the entire album, I suppose, and one of the edits was with Claro, so I was intrigued, obviously, because you guys know you don't play with me when it comes to Claro. I guess that's how you word it. And I listened to it, and oh my goodness, transcending. I was levitating, and I was in a different plane for sure. And then, I'm sorry guys if you could hear my laptop taking off, because I don't know why, it just is being so annoying right now. But 5 AM by Leith Ross. As you guys could tell, I have been listening to Leith Ross nonstop ever since September, I suppose. Because was that when I had stay in my rotation? I have no idea. Okay, so let me give you guys the backstory on my yearning fall. So I ended up being able to yearn, because you guys know I have had a problem with that for a while. So how I was able to yearn now was through crying, and then being addicted to crying, and then yeah, but now we good. So but the pipeline was, I think I was listening to Johnny on repeat, and that made me cry. And then I watched The Notebook like the next day, I think. And then I was listening to Learn by Leith Ross to sleep, and that also made me cry. And then the Blue Jays, that was like the final straw, like them losing. Yeah. And then I cried a lot for that too. So yeah. And that kind of opened me up to the yearning fall of it all. Bars. And then yeah, I guess 5 a.m. was like a late one and kind of ethereal and magical, like the Smurz edit with Claro, that song. And then Don't Let Me Fall, I included it because that was when, so I had that in my rotation since mid-October actually. And that was when I went to Niagara Falls, and it was my friend's birthday. And then on the way home, we were listening to Cleo Soul's Mother album, or album, like her album called Mother. And the first song was Don't Let Me Fall, and we just came from Niagara Falls. And yeah, so we saw Bad Bad Not Good that day. And that whole day was very like transcending also. I don't know, everything was very, there's just a lot of synchronicities, who knows, that day. And so to remember that day, I listened to Don't Let Me Fall. That one kind of struck hard with me, I guess, like it resonated really well in the tone of it, not the lyrics, because my mom isn't abusive. But anyways, yeah, Don't Let Me Fall was just really pretty, and I just loved listening to it, and it was I was quite obsessed with it for a while. And then I Want is very yearning as well. It resonated with me a lot, actually, the lyrics. And it was funny because at first it was just stuck in my head, and like the melody of it. And then when I was listening to it, I was like, whoa, these lyrics Is someone spying on me? You know, type of thing. So it was kind of funny that it resonated, is what I'm saying. But yeah, that's why I included those songs. And now you're gonna listen to them. So hope you guys enjoy those songs.
some sherry. Please don't hit me. We were kids under the sheets. In this haunted house, there's no hope in these rooms of flute dreams. All these pictures looking at me.
So the songs I just played for you guys were You Got Time, I Got Money, Vivi TZJ Edit by Smurz, Claro and Vivi TZJ, 5 AM by Leith Ross, Don't Let Me Fall by Cleo Soul, and I Want by McGee. And yeah, I guess I couldn't tell you who VVTZJ is. So it's actually an acronym of all the people who worked on that song, I guess. So those people are Wilhelm Strange, Villads Tyrestrup, Tobias Laust Hansen, Zach Sekoff, and Jakob or Jacob Litauer. So yeah, if you guys heard the song just now, you could see why it's so transcending to me, and I've just been so obsessed with it, and it's low-key my shower song right now. I can't get it out of my head because it's so good, and I don't want it to be out of my head, you know what I mean? Hashtag earworm. Yeah, I guess the next songs I'm gonna play for you guys are gonna be the last songs. I know it's kind of like a short episode, but not really, because I'm just yapping. So the songs I'm gonna play for you guys next are Hots by The Psychedelics, Jeans Fall on My Knees by Katie Tupper, and Colorado Texas by Mahmoud. So I included Hots by The Psychedelics because it's just so pretty, duh. No, just kidding. I saw The Psychedelics open for Duran Jones and the Indications. I saw Duran Jones and the Indications recently, and yeah, they kind of blew me away. I was like, whoa, they're really good. And Hots kind of stood out for me because, I don't know, it's very... I don't know, it like kind of melts in the part where you're just like, I've got the hots. I guess it's like the descend when they're like, hots. Anyway. But then it's also like very light, and I don't know, it's very the vibe that the 70s gives when you're on like psychedelics. But I guess that's, oh my gosh, wait, that's literally the band name. What? It's that peaceful feeling, I suppose. And I included the song by Katie Tupper because I just met her recently. Isn't that crazy? She's so cool and she's so sweet, by the way, if you're wondering, and also really pretty and tall. But yeah, she was at the live recording for Amaka's live recording, and she performed with her, and let me tell you, her voice is like butter. I guess you'll hear it when I play the songs, but her voice is so buttery and smooth and soulful and deep. She's from, you wouldn't believe, like, she's from Saskatoon. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Like, you would think that she's like, she gives the vibe that she's from the city, you know what I mean? Like from Toronto or something. But no, she's from Saskatoon. Just like Jess's Durr. Isn't that crazy? Jess's Durr is also from Saskatoon. There's so many artists from Saskatoon. Saskatoon. I think Rachel Bobbitt is also. Oh wait, no, she's from Nova Scotia. My bad. But yeah, crazy boots. And yeah, I wanted to include her song because I met her and also saw her perform live with Amaka. And then Mahmoud, I also met him in person at Amaka's event too, but I also saw him at Nardos's concert as well. So I saw him in like 2 days, not in a row. I saw him on a Tuesday and then on a Thursday. So, but then it's kind of crazy because I feel like he's like an unlocked character, you know what I mean, in my life? Like I heard about him because of his show that happened on my brother's birthday that I didn't end up going to because it was my brother's birthday. And then I met him at Amaka's live recording, and then I told him that I was a fan and that I couldn't go to a show because it was my brother's birthday. and he's actually kind of a funny guy, I guess. No, he's chill. I was listening to his music, like his whole discography, I mean. And yeah, his music's very interesting. It's very, like, he touches on a lot of important topics, I'd say. So if you can, please give his music a listen. Yeah, so those were my Yearning Fall music that's very transcending and ethereal or whatever, and also supposed to be my fall, my new fall playlist for November, but it snowed. But yeah, I don't know, I don't want this episode to end because I actually really like, I miss talking about the music, you know. I feel like I haven't talked about the music in so long, or I've like cut my yapping so short, and I haven't been able to like passionately talk about like the music that I play. And I feel like I have more to say for some reason, I don't know why. Like, I could go on and on about You Got Time, I Got Money, the edit. Oh, also I wanted to say, like, for that edit, it kind of gave me, like, the speaking part gave me, like, Johnny Reprise by Faye Webster. Especially when they say, like, these four walls, like, they both talk about four walls. Like, oh my gosh, what's crazy. But yeah, the part that I sing in the shower is the first part, though. The part that Clara sings. And I really want to learn how to play that song, but I don't know how to play instruments. I don't know what I'm even rambling about right now. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Bye. And I can't sleep.
love a high expectation. Meet me at the field. No, I'd love to see you. Your friends are my friends. Your clothes are my clothes now. I love a long anticipation. You pay a lot of money for therapy just to listen to me and read me next week. It's got to get old, but I bite my nails and I always will. My little bad habit that I love to feel. I always wanna pour in to you, but I can't fall on my knees again. Gravel in my palms and now my jeans are tearing. And I can't follow your lead again. You cut me down, but I keep on crawling. We need some real conversations. You touch me just to cut it short, and I think that's on purpose. I think that you know it. So my greyhound, green grass, last chance, best case. It's so hard when you feel so good. I bite my nails and I always will. My little bad habit that I love to feel. I always wanna pull in to you.
Look at us, look at all that we've been through. Put your hands around my body. Show it to me. I'm yours and your boy only. Hands around my body. Put your hands around my body. I'm yours and yours only. You got time and I've got money.
So that was my Claro impression. I recorded that because I was really bored. And yeah. So don't freaking make fun of me because I will cry. It was just a prank, guys. It was just a prank, okay? That cover was just a prank, okay? Okay. So what the heck, Claro, what the heck, she just exited the room, what the heck. Okay, I'm done.
MRB. Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand On Stage presents Peace by the Grammy winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Casador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album, released on November 4th, is Casador's third full-length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Casador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and ward-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Casador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.